सेवा अपराध, सेवा अपराध देर आर
32 kinds.
You can see in Archana Deepika. You can have a book. You should always try to honor Vaishnavas. You should read the book first if you want to make your devotional activity pure and high class. Then read Upadeshamritam. Swamiji has also translated by the name of
Nectar of Instruction.
You should read. I have also done. You should read. I request anyone to translate it at once without delay. Where is Prem Vilas? There are so many things. Where is Prem Vilas?
Yes.
There are so many things to do you.
Almost finished.
What I am telling, all the books, you will have to give me your whole energy. And Krishna will arrange your everything. Don't worry for all these things. We are like an umbrella on you. So I think that all will help you. Krishna will help. Krishna helps me and all are helping. So don't be worried for your life living. You should give whole energy with vast inspiration and inner joy. I have to do so many things, books. Bhakti Rasamrita, Bhojvalinmani, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamritam, Chaitanya Bhagavatam, the books of Rupa Goswami, all, especially Brihad Bhagavatamrit, which has very great explanation, big explanation, so many things. So you will all have to serve. All have to serve me by any means or whole energy, by money, energy, your learning, your vidya, everything. I know that there are so many qualified persons. Sita Thakurani, also learned person. What name? Prabhu. Gyanadas Prabhu?
Raghunath Bhatta.
Raghunath Bhatta.
Vaikuntha Priya.
And after that,
Govinda
Bhakar. All these boys.
Damodar.
Damodar. And
so many.
Oh, what name?
Bhakta. We have so many kids here.
All are. I don't know my name. All are so
qualified
in everything. Those who are not in this, I know that they can help by money also for publications, some centers. So you should be very energetic about this. If you are doing so, your energy is coming in that and it will develop your bhakti. Like Swamiji has done, in a very short time he has preached all over the world miracle. So I want to repeat this. Swamiji is here hearing and laughing also and giving his mercy.
only one difference, you should stay longer than 10
minutes. I've come here at the age of 74 and he came
69.
So anyone cannot say whose age is longer. He may call him at any time. So I'm here up to what time? With great energy and very enthusiastic way. You should help in my this mission of Swamiji or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission, Rupa Goswami mission and Krishna mission. I know that there are so many, all are so qualified. within these ladies. Oh, if I will tell any one of them, Tum Vidyali to, oh, she will be bigger. And she can, she is so expert in preaching.
She is bigger from
the Vichitri. He is Vichitri.
Variety,
full
of variety.
My
Shyamarani.
Shyamarani, so qualified in everything.
Shyamarani.
So, you should try to help me or serve or what you can tell. Like Prabhupada did so many things in the world, we are going to do the same thing. We can offer our life for the preaching, for service of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, today our class is here. I wanted to take rest, but I think that this is more than rest. Our rest is this, to inspire all, to engage everyone according to their ability in Krishna service. Swami was an expert in this. Those who came to him, he engaged at once any service. No qualification, all you should take the books and go to airport and here and there. Gaur Pramanam. I think that again next year we will meet like this. And you can come in India in Kartik month and very brave, very sweet Parikrama.
Brajamandal Parikrama.
Parikrama will do with all the devotees.
But it is going in this way, Gurudev, and next year we need the stadium.
Yes. One kirtan. What kirtan? Mahamantra. In a another. No, also yours. Those who are married, they should not quarrel among them, wife and husband. They should live peacefully. They should have tolerance. Not for little thing, they should divorce. You should try to obey the rules and regulations of Daiva Varnashram. If you are not doing, then your Hari Bhajan will be
ruined.
So don't struggle for this. Prem has nothing to take anything from anyone. If there is love, affection, he don't want to take anything but wants always to give. Everything. Don't want anything from Krishna. So with devotees, with wife, don't want anything. And wife should not want each other helping in all this. Giving. Wife will give everything to husband and husband will give it to like Radha and Krishna. Radhika gave everything to Krishna. Krishna took and himself he gave to Radhika lotus feet. He was always debted to Radhika and Gopis. So you live in this. Don't make any problem among you. Because if this problem, then you will divorce. And again you will go to new husband or new wife. Where will be your children? Your children will be spoiled. If you are doing so, Krishna will not accept you. So be tolerant. Have tolerance like Pranad Maharaj, like Gopis, like others. Haridas Thakur. If have no tolerance, you cannot live sweet. So have a tolerance. You should try to serve him and he should try to help you all respect. Then it will be very good. Otherwise don't marry. If there is a divorce and what thing? Don't. Be brahmachari. Whether lady devotees or. If you are going to marry, you are not married, if you are going to marry, first, think so much.
never to divorce if married. So don't try to marry, because it will create so many problems. For ladies, it is almost essential that they should marry, because an umbrella should be there. So husband is like umbrella. But brahmachari, they should not try to marry. Never. Otherwise, so many problems will come, and it may be that you will give up paribalya. So try to think like this. If you are brahmachari or sannyasi, don't do any hidden prem to anyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will know, and he will do like he did with Choto Haridas. You know Choto Haridas? Always remind this thing. Always for you also. Both. Be very pure. Those who are not married, they are aged, don't try to marry. Krishna will help you. No harm. And if married, be in marriage, like very tolerant, with tolerance and all of that. And try to follow the rules and regulations of bhakti. Then you will see that in little time you will go up. Your Krishna prem will be advanced. My heartly blessings to you all, because tomorrow, perhaps in morning, some of you will go. Today, you are going somewhere. And day after tomorrow, in very morning, we will leave for America. Some may go there, but there are many problems to go with me here and there. So think that I am with you all. Always I am with you. So if there is money problem, don't worry for that you should go with me. You to try to be here in your home, chant, remember, and do all devotional activities regularly. I will be here, there. Swamiji will be there. Krishna and Mahaprabhu will be there. Gaur Pramananda. Hare Krishna, Hare. Some instruction to voice of demons, very good thing. We should try to obey all his instructions. From being very childhood, we should try to chant, remember, and follow bhakti. Otherwise, if you will be above 60, you cannot do. Or above 50, it is very hard. Those who are above 50, it is very hard. They will not understand the basic principles of bhakti. Like a dry bamboo, it cannot be mold. If you mold, try to mold, it will break down. So from boyhood, we should try to give impression in boys, like here. They will in whole life will never forget these things. So from boyhood, we should try to chant, remember, and cultivate bhakti yoga. The demon boys, children are good. There is enough time. First, we should be very learned, qualified in earning money, in politics, in all other things. We will marry, and after that we will enjoy world. After that we will old, and when we will old more than 80, then we will so much time, we will retired life, and nothing to do, then we will chant. Prahlad Maharaj replied, today, in evening and or night, you can die. There is no certainty that you will be old. You may die at any time. Secondly, if you are not dying, then in old days you cannot take Harinam, because at that time you cannot sit straight. So many ropes will come, and then you will be attached in worldly life. You cannot do anything. Then how to lead our life? How will maintain our life? Don't worry for that. We want happiness, and we do all the activities only to be happy. But suffering coming, we don't know, don't want. Oldness, it comes. We don't want that our hair should be white. It becomes like that. We don't like death, but death comes. So if we are not doing anything for sufferings and sorrows, but yet problems are coming. So if you have done anything in your past life for happiness, automatically wealth will come, reputation may come, anything. If you don't like, even it will come. For whole life, our past activities will come, and we are bound to test it, whether happiness or suffering. So don't be worried for this life. Anyhow, you will be supported by your past activities. Only do sarva, chant, do everything. You see that naturally, automatically, Krishna has arranged everything. We realize this fact that we don't do anything for earning life, but it comes automatically. Krishna arranged. You know that Narada Rishi one day was going anywhere, and he met a hunter person, and he was killing the animals. Not totally killing, but half killing. They were what? Shaking. Still they were alive, but they were now to be dead. Prahlad Maharaj told, why you have done so? Why you are not killing full? Oh, when I see them shaking, I become very happy. So I am doing. Oh, let us see. He took some water and gave on the head of that person. He sprinkled. At that once he saw that all the animals who has killed, he has killed, they came in shape of person, and they were ready to kill him. Lakhs and lakhs they were standing in row to kill him. They were killing, again he was taking, but again killing. So he began to tremble and at once fell down on the earth. He again took some water and fell down on that. Have you realized this thing? Oh. Now I want to give up all these things. But one thing is there. How can I maintain my life? Oh, first you should give up this arrow.
Hunting.
Hunting. Hunting. And give up your bow and arrow. And sit here. And chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Then how to take my meals? How you will be alive? Oh, don't worry for this. hundreds and thousand persons will come with so much dish, very sufficient and very tasteful, everything. But don't take all. A little, this is only sufficient for your life. Only. So many cloths will come, some money will come, don't touch. Only two chapatis or half chapatis these should take. And only one, two cloths, changing for another day. And giving you tulsi. And you should be here and chant. Miracle was done. Prahlad Nar went, and at once so many persons coming, ladies or men, taking so much fruits, vegetables, rice, dal, chapati, everything in huge quantity. He took only what he needed for today, not for tomorrow. He returned everything. And he used to do pranam now to Tulasi or any Vaishnava. First, brooming by his cloth. So an ant or any insect should not be harmed. After some time, Prahlad Maharaj was coming with Parvat Maharaj. He was doing sastang pranam. First he brushed the place that no animal, no insect, no worm, nothing, no ant should be there. And very carefully he was doing pranam. Parvat Maharaj asked, "Who is he?" "Oh, he is now a devotee. He was a very big hunter, very cruel. Oh, you touched and automatically he has been turned into a very good devotee. You are like Parshpathar, Asparshamani, Hintamani. You have touched and he has become like you now. So, devotees are not worried for anything. Automatically it will come. And we are seeing, when we are in home, we are not happy as we are happy now. If I was in home, only two, three children were there. Now I am seeing lakhs and lakhs, very dear sons and darling daughters, so many friends, so many all other things, so many delicious food comes without wanting, anything comes. But we should be very careful at that time. Don't taste anything. Offer to your Gurudev or Krishna. And only remnant something you should use. Otherwise you will be entangled and then. Prahlad Maharaj is saying that if there is a period that you are in this world, let it be 100 years that you are alive. In 100 years, you must sleep for half of your life. So, half, 50 years went uselessly. Then up to 20 years, you will have to be perfect in any job or any qualification. 20 years wasted. And last time from 80 to 100 years age, very old, you cannot do anything. You cannot take breath usually. Always day and night. Cough will come. You cannot walk. You will do like this. So you cannot chant, remember and do anything. And all will abuse you that why you are not dying. Your son and your nephew will tell that, "Oh, you should die. Why you are living?" No? So, 20, 20 plus 50. How much? 90. Again, only 10 years. There are so many problems. We'll have to be very qualified for earning money. You'll have to marry. Yeah? And if divorce comes, then so much. If there are four children, and telling that you should give all your wealth, otherwise you will shoot you. So many problems. Making so many good palaces to live for future thinking, to marry your son, daughters and everything. So there are always problem and problem. When you will chant Hari name and do, so quickly, if you have some sense in association of Vaishnava, from that very time, don't delay a minute and begin to chant, remember. And you should cultivate bhakti at once. How you can do? Give everything. Offer yourself in the lotus feet of Gurudev, Prahlad Maharaj told. And then chant, remember. The boys asked, how you know all these things? Who told you? Oh, my Gurudev told. Who is your Gurudev? Naradrishi is my Gurudev. When I was in the womb of my mother, he kindly came, mercifully instructed me Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, everything. And he told that you should serve your Gurudev. This is the Guru Nishtha, is the bona fide of bhajan. Understand?
Backbone.
Like backbone of all sadhana, Guru Nishtha is prominent. If you have Guru Nishtha, you are serving Gurudev, then Krishna will be very happy to you. So begin from here to serve your Gurudev, serve Vaishnavas, be in good association, chant, remember, and hear Harikatha. Krishna will come in the shape of Harikatha, entering from ears, and he will come in our heart. If he will make pure itself, you will have not to worry about it. He will take all your offenses, all your sufferings, sorrows, and everything, and he will make it very pure. Very sweet, very pregnant, and he will sweet Radhika with their Radhika. And thus everything will be successful. Your life will be successful. So, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he read about 108 times this Prahlad Upakhyan. Not for him, to give instruction for us. That if you want to bona fide Vaishnava, try to follow Prahlad. Having no ambition, nothing, and whole world is even opposite against you, don't worry. They cannot do anything. Like Prahlad Maharaj, all were against him, but they could not do anything. Always Hari was protecting him. So Hari will protect. But don't be worried about that. I'm going chanting, remembering. Don't go to please all. You cannot please all. Those who don't want to believe Krishna, how you can please them? Very hard. So you should chant, remember, and do all the activities, whether whole world is against you, no heart. Be very bold and strong in preaching true. If it is harsh truth, no harsh. You should tell the truth. What truth? Any father comes and tells that, oh, this boy is not wanting to serve us. It is true. But if he is serving Krishna, then he must be given honor. Otherwise you will be Vaishnava Parad. But if they are against doing bhajan, then we should be very bold. Don't do anything against him, but don't give up chanting, remembering, and medical devotional activities. Go on doing. Krishna will save you. He will arrange everything. He will, if he will see that this is necessary thing to give that devotee, he will take it in his own head and he will catch and give it. So don't be worried for yourself. only be worried that, oh, where is our Krishna? Where are you? Like this. Oh, Gurudev, where you are? Oh, Radhe, oh, Krishna, where you are? Oh, Rushnatan, where you are? Lament, wait for that. Don't wait for worldly problems. Wait for Krishna. This is bhakti. Hari Bol, Gaur Brahma. Youth to me and take my old age. I want to test. Anyone can explain? Govind Bhakta? You remember? Jadurani? Why you not remember?
We want to hear your birthday.
You can?
We want to hear you tell.
But I should not speak more. Otherwise, it will be harmful for me. So I want to take rest also and to.